Farming stories. That's what you basically got a lot of just now, is those stories from agriculture. Now, just to be clear, just to check the room here, how many of y'all are farmers? Yeah, I thought so. None of you. But everybody went to fifth grade, right? Most everybody went to fifth grade. And so at some point, you were probably, given a Dixie cup, right, and a seed and some dirt, right? And you put that seed into the dirt, and you put it on the windowsill of your classroom, right? And the teacher said, leave it alone. Don't mess with it. And occasionally there would be like the kid who was mean that would mess with it, you know, and you'd have to kind of deal with that. But then by this amazing miracle, right, this thing started to kind of like come up out of the ground. And that was all that it took, you know, to hook most of my fifth grade friends. Like, oh, this is so cool. I don't even know what it grew into. I don't know if it grew beyond the sprout, but I got it. Now, most of you, not being farmers, may, you know, be able to kind of appropriate the fifth grade stuff, or maybe you garden or have gardened as part of your life. But, you know, I get it. There's some connection to this story here that's hard to get because we're not rooted, or we're not common practicers of the agriculture that gets our food to the table. I mean, where do eggs come from? They come from the grocery store, right? Where does the bread and the milk come from that we so desperately ran out to get before the storm? It came from the grocery store, right? Yay, Costco, you know. But you know, it gets there from other purposes. The fish that I overcooked on Saturday came from a farm. The seaweed that my daughter is just enamored with. I have a daughter that just like buys bags of seaweed and, ugh, you know. But it came from a farm, okay. So when Jesus is trying to work with people, he's going to be careful to talk to them in ways that would help them to understand what he's saying. You know, Jesus gains all kinds of fame by healing and doing these miracles. That's how he draws the crowd in. Hey, have you heard what this guy is doing? Did you hear about so-and-so's mama? You know, and so people get excited about that. They're coming in, and then he starts to dial that down a little bit and then begins to say, I want you to know just how much you are loved by God. You know, the kingdom of God, the very foundation of our theology, looks like this. And he would start to tell stories. He wouldn't tell direct stories. Sometimes there would be questions involved with that. Remember, we talked about that this summer. Some of you probably were here for that. And these stories drew from the life that people knew at the time. So in some ways, we're in this kind of awkward place because we hear this story that was given to people that have a different kind of life than we do, and they were from people halfway around the world 2,000 years ago, all right? So first century Palestine is a lot different than Sterling, right? Can't go to Costco, for one thing. So it's tempting to go, oh, Jesus' stories are hard. I'm not sure about this. I'm not a farmer. I don't know all that. But people at the time found it hard too. So part of the invitation for today is to say, work with me. Work with this a bit. Now, the first story, classic Jesus story, he says, I want you to think about these things. And he has this series of four seed plantings. By the way, people at that time were not part of the idea that you till pretty rows and you put them down inside there, and there were no Dixie cups, you know. So oftentimes seed was gathered, and it was literally, you know, strewn. You throw the seed out. I thought about getting some bird seed and throwing it at you, but I didn't want to be sued, you know. So, but just imagine that, you know, kind of. And so some of the seed falls into great ground, and some of the seed fails, all right? And Jesus knows this, and the people know this. But he's saying, this is good. I'm glad you know it. This is the truth. Now, on its surface, his disciples were, what is he saying? You know, we had such hopes. He was doing so well. He's healing people, and now he's talking about farming. And they come to him, and the people that were with Jesus, and they say, what's the deal? And Jesus says, you know, you really need to listen to this and work with this. There, and he kind of puts a barrier up to say, those who are not paying attention, those who are not listening, will not get this. Kind of daunting. Except for the fact that he is actually breaking it open right there in the scriptures. One of the most powerful things about this is we're in on it. As followers of Jesus, as people who have the book, you can see this, you can see the explanation that Jesus gives in the midst of that story and start to break it down and start to work through it. And then there's this whole series of parables that go right behind that. Now, I don't have time to kind of go through all those things, but I want you to know that these stories, they're called parables, are there, and they seem like there's a barrier around them. Step into it. Step into it. I mean, we buy boxes with all these parts of pictures in them, right? Some people love them. They call them puzzles, right? And you sit there. Now, some of you are probably like start in the middle and work your way out. You're amazing. But there are people that start on the outside, right? And they start kind of figuring their way through. That's where I am. Okay. People go to escape rooms. Have y'all ever been to an escape room? Okay, you know, it's an experience where you get a group of people together and there are this series of puzzles inside there, and in order to make your way through this from one room to the next room to the next room, you have to solve these puzzles, right? Which means you need to bring along somebody really tenacious and someone who's really smart. Unfortunately, I am neither, so I kind of ride along, you know, saying, hey, that's a good idea. I like that idea. Let's do that. You know, that's me. But we do that. We lean into these puzzles that are in front of us, and we figure our way through them. In fact, one of the great things about church is that this is not a solo flight. You do not have to lean into these questions and these puzzles and these uncertainties alone. Certainly not the uncertainties of your life, and certainly the challenging things that Jesus puts up. So my invitation to you is to work with this, kind of work with that soil and work with the harvest that comes that you might not even be able to kind of like fully see until it does, because what lies behind that is something much greater than what we start with. How did the first parable end? The seed yields one for 30, or 30 for one, right? And then twice that, 60 for one, and then 100 for one. There's more there. if we were just to plant and do our part. So your homework for the week is to read some of these stories and wrestle with them, okay? Now, in the Gospel of Mark, there are 10 parables. I just read several of them to you. It's simple. Mark's kind of popular because it's short. You know, Jesus is a little mysterious and all that, you know, so it's kind of exciting. And 10 parables is a great place to start and listen for what maybe he's trying to say to us. Because he's given us the keys to open them up. Now, how to do this? If you have a Bible, you can go to the back of your Bible. There's an index there. Look for parables. You could read through the Gospel of Mark. That's great. It's short. You can find these stories. They'll jump out at you. Or you can, if you are a subscriber to our Soul Break email, which you can do by, there's a poster out in the back with a QR code, or you can go to our website and subscribe. If you're a subscriber to the Soul Break email, you'll get all 10 of them this week. They'll come in packages, but you'll be able to kind of open those up and wrestle with those. Or if you would really like to, you can go to an app called YouVersion or the Bible app and find them there. Just have to search through. It's really easy to find. And you get extra points if you friend me. I'm in there by my name. And as you do that, pray and listen, because who knows what God has for you.